Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here, and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, I am diving into all things AI, artificial intelligence. I have a new burning passion for ChatGPT, and I'm sure that you guys have heard about it. Well, actually, maybe not, but I'm sure you've probably, maybe in passing, but maybe not being sure how to use it in your dance studio, the potential things it could do for you, and then also, you know, how you can make it work for you. I have been obsessed with it for the last, 6 weeks maybe, Mariah?
Yes. It's an issue.
I like to refer to ChatGPT as my personal assistant. And as my personal assistant, she is really helpful. So I just want to share some of the things I love and I've used it for, and then also just give you a few ideas that it might be able to save you time moving forward into the future. Because as we know, we are so busy as dance studio owners, and if we can get a little bit more time back in our day, that would be amazing. So if you're interested in finding out more, and again, how it can help you grow your studio essentially by getting more time back and potentially helping you with social media and marketing, be sure to listen to today's episode. As always, I am joined by the lovely Mariah. Welcome.
Thank you.
And today we are chatting about my new burning passion, my new love in my life.
Guys, you don't understand. Sometimes I get Slack messages from Claire, or like about a new email that we're sending out or something like that, and I read through it and I'm like, that's ChatGPT.
Yeah, but like, who cares?
But like, so smart. Like, so efficient.
It's so efficient. And then we edit it.
Yes, 100%.
So it has a bit more, but it's getting to learn our brand voice. Like sometimes I ask for it to write it in a more casual, chatty tone.
Yeah.
And then the other day I said, we want a more zesty vibe. And it literally said the word zesty like 7 times. I was like, you need to calm down.
Calm down.
But it's getting to learn that. So I guess just a very quick overview, what is ChatGPT? It is an artificial intelligence software. To be honest, I don't know like the real technical stuff, but it's literally like it's a computer. It's just really intelligent. Yeah. You can ask it to do, or like the other day I asked it to write my like recipes for the week, and then to create a grocery list.
That is crazy.
So it's not without its like issues. Like it forgot to include a spice, and that was really frustrating. Yeah. So it's definitely, it's not perfect, but I have the free one, and I cannot even deal with how much it helps me. So I guess a couple of the things in general that it could help you with. So there is a lot of ones out there. Like if you Google ChatGPT, a couple of weird ones pop up. The one that I use is like, it's called ChatGPT, but it's the website is like chat.openai.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that when I did my research appeared to be the most legit.
Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And I've got it open in front of me, and like it saves all of the conversations and the chats you have with it down the side, and you can name them.
I reckon it could even create your next timetable.
Don't. I reckon it could too. It does struggle with like tables, right. But it doesn't need to be in a timetable format. God, you got me excited. maybe more Nick, bless the poor thing. So some of the things that I have asked it to help me with lately would be writing team bios.
Yes. Sometimes like our team sends the bio and it's not the greatest wording.
Or it's like it switches between like third and first person, yes, and I can't be bothered to edit it. So yes, I just put it in, and my direction would be, can you please update this bio like so whatever my – so it's more modern and fresh.
Yeah.
And it will – it's just
– it does it in like 5 seconds.
Oh, less. And well, yeah, 5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I use my manners because I never want the robots to come back and say, I wasn't polite. So I'm like, oh, thank you, but I was looking for more of this. Can you please try writing it in X? So it's because it's AI, it learns. It starts to learn what you like and what you don't like.
Mm.
And then sometimes randomly it does not work at all. Like I put in a question of the day and it started blurting out this information that was completely irrelevant. And I told it so.
Yeah.
And it apologized. It said, sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very smart. And like it does create like – what else have I – so use it for that. I have literally been putting some emails in there and asking it to respond. Yep. I've asked it to create templates,
mm-hmm,
for other emails. Like, for instance, I was reaching out to a couple of new podcast guests, and I had like a previous template, but I just wanted it to be updated. So I just popped in the old one and asked it to update it. It was just a bit more exciting. It was fresh. I didn't have to rewrite it.
Mm-hmm.
The other day – one of our admin team was running one of our school locations and didn't know what game she could play. So I asked it to come up with quiet waiting room games for an after school club. And it had all of these ideas, which was super fun. You can ask it like practical stuff about like we're trying to figure out how to work this phone issue.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. And I was like, is there a service out there that does X? And it kind of listed out a couple that it could find. So it's like, sort of like Google, but a little bit more
personal.
Yeah, it like kind of does the research for you. To be fair, and it's very transparent, it only really knows up to 2020, like back to 2021.
Okay.
So like it knows historical events, but I mean it can't it's not all knowing.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit people kind of get freaked out by it, but I'm more obsessed. And like, yes, there's probably ethical issues, but whatever, it saves me time.
We do social media posts, so sometimes if I'm stuck for a caption idea, like I have an idea in my head but I just can't put it into the right words, or I'm not knowledgeable in like say a particular style or something that I'm like, I want to say this, but I don't know.
Or a pun. It's great at writing puns.
And then I'll punch in, can you write a caption about blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And then it gives me some options, and then I sort of take it as a starting point, and then I go, yes, like that sparked, sparked something, and I can edit it and change it the way that I want to. So that's how I've sort of been using it to help with me and get it faster rather than thinking, what can I put here? Yeah.
And for like just a weird way that I work is when I'm working on like a new project, something that will often get me stuck is like, oh, what am I going to call it?
Yeah.
And if I can't think of a name, I just give up. Or just like, oh, well, I'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like one of the first things I put in, like, oh, I'm going to create an event about this. I would love a creative name that is it like either it's – is it punny? Is it fun?
Yeah.
Is it casual? Is it more serious and professional? Yeah. You give it tone and it will – and then you'll be like, oh, I really like this one. Can you think of more ideas in line with this?
Yeah.
And that's something I've noticed finding really helpful.
Yeah.
And like I put in the other day like, oh, we're doing a podcast recording session. These are the ideas that we have. Is there any other topics that you would suggest? Like –
insane.
It is really, really fantastic. It can help something I haven't used it for, but I know people do, is like if they're researching a topic and they can't grasp it, you can like copy and paste info into it and be like, hey, can you write this in a way that is easier to understand or like in more colloquial language?
Yeah.
So it's really, really clever. In terms of dance studios, like we've been advertising for new roles and positions. Yeah. So at the moment it's been helping me write position descriptions.
Yeah.
Again, it does assume a lot of knowledge, and sometimes it's just hilarious. And so it's never like 100% perfect, but yeah. It gives the bulk of it. And then as a human, you can go in and go, well, this is wrong, delete.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to change that.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm learning now as well what I need to ask it to kind of get the answer that I'm looking for,
yes.
like the parameters I need to give it, which is really, really so, so helpful.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything. And so, like, I know I've heard of people using it to, like, write a marketing plan. Mm. I tested that out, and it just kind of outlined what to include. It didn't actually write anything.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's not – yeah, but I haven't been able to get it to work for me in that way.
Yeah. I personally have only used at the moment social media posts, but I can 100% see the value in it, and I should probably learn a bit more about it and ask different things, and I think that would save a lot of our time as well.
The other day I actually, like, I put into it what our concert recital theme was going to be and asked it to compile a list of songs that would be
– lying.
No, I'm not. So this was like a tester one. So I said this was not the theme we're doing,
yeah.
by the way, but this is sort of when we were thinking,
brainstorming.
Far out. I was like, can you please think of a fun, exciting and clever way to incorporate a theme of love with the business name Dance Energy Studios for a dance concert recital? The event includes children performing but is marketed to their parents. And ChatGPT said, absolutely. Here are a few different options that incorporate the theme of love with Dance Energy. Love in Motion, a Dance Energy Studios recital. This name plays off the idea of dance being a form of – anyway, it goes into it. And it's like, all you need is love, a Dance Energy Studios production. And then it tells me, this name references a classic Beatles song. And like, love on the dance floor, heart and soul, but S-O-L-E. And it was like, this name plays off the idea of dance shoes or souls. And then no matter which option you choose, be sure to incorporate the theme of love into your promotional materials and marketing efforts. You could use heart-shaped balloons or decorations, create custom t-shirts or stickers with your event name and logo, or even offer special discounts or promotions to encourage families to attend. Good luck with your recital.
Aww.
Thanks.
Dead.
I know. So that was like the names. And then from there I said, can you please create a list of songs that would be within the theme? And it just listed them all.
Crazy.
And again, it's not necessarily I'm not going to just do it.
Yeah.
But it gave me
– it's a starting point.
It's a starting point, and then we were able to be like – I find it really good to be like, oh, I don't like that about that. Or, but that gives me this idea.
Yes.
So that's sort of what we have been going over. Is there anything else that you have thought of that might be useful for? I have literally so many ideas. So I feel like we need to wrap up.
Okay.
But this is something I've been thinking about potentially doing like a training on. So if you're interested in learning – more about how this can help you with your marketing, with social media, with student growth, with writing Facebook ad copy. Definitely something that we could jump and do a training on moving
maybe
forward.
Like if you struggle writing, I know hashtags can be a bit boring to write. Maybe do like give me some 30 hashtags about this. Done.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Mariah here. I'm just quickly jumping in to interrupt Claire to let you know that this is actually happening. Claire is running a masterclass on the 4th of July from 9:30 to 10:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in America, hopefully for you, it is actually going to be on the 3rd of July. But this is something that we are doing and Claire will be running that. It's all about how you can use ChatGPT to help you with like customer communication, scheduling, curriculum development, marketing, socials, all of that. So if you're interested in that, you can definitely go on and book at assemblydancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. And we've got a couple of pricing options. You can either become a member for $27 a month, or if you're just interested in the one-off masterclass, it will be $37. So anyway, let's jump straight back into the episode.
If you haven't, head to ChatGPT and
have some fun.
I love it.
Go and just try some random stuff and you'll be pleasantly surprised with the answers.
I feel like the email writing is particularly helpful.
Yeah.
And at least just kind of provides a guide. Structure.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is all I wanted to talk about.
A speech.
Oh, a speech. It can rewrite my end of year concert speech because I hate doing that. And it's really the same every year. So I can put my old one in.
And it does scripts.
It does scripts. That's right.
Yep. If you're creating like a video, a professional video for your studio promotion, it will tell you what to do, pitch, like video by video, put it together.
We also talked about potentially using it to try and write our script for our end of year recital.
Yeah.
I sort of feel bad about that because that used to be someone else's job, but.
I know, but.
Oh, we'll try. It might be terrible.
Yeah, exactly. So, got some learning today.
Yeah.
All right. We're too excited.
Okay. Try ChatGPT. Let us know what you think. Jump in the Facebook group. Send us an Instagram message and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then!